Y'all know what time it is. You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. Now here's our host, Jason George.
Get him, Jay.
Yo, what is going down? All my brothers from other mothers around the world. Today is Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. And as usual, I'm coming at you from the low country of South Carolina. I'm here with a hot cup of coffee, my dog Remy laying on the floor beside me, getting some office work done this morning. And then I'm out the door to do some errands. Anyway, I wanted to read something for you from my personal journal from last night. I was really just writing to myself, but it began developing into me sharing something with you guys. All right, so here we go.
4-3 and 2-1.
At the end of my day, here I am, enjoying a hot cup of coffee from the French press with a delicious Kind bar. It's dark chocolate, nuts, and sea salt, in case you must know. My dog, Remy, is laying beside me here on the couch. He's snoring like an old man, but it has a strange way of relaxing me. On the Bluetooth speaker, I listen to the audiobook version of The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. This is all a great blessing, all of it. The hot coffee, the Kind bar, the dog, the hobbit. I'm blessed to be here right now, enjoying all of this. My pain is low at this moment. I intentionally choose to not focus upon it. I'm grateful. I realize that my life could be excruciatingly worse. It's a good evening. Yes, I've read The Hobbit before, and I've also listened to the audiobook version of it before. And I've also seen the movies by director Peter Jackson many times. I geek out over all things Middle Earth. To me, Tolkien is a literary king. When I need a break from reality, Tolkien provides me a healthy escape, an oasis, a holy pleasure. We, as humans, we long for pleasure. But many of us settle for sinful pleasures that sicken our lives. Been there, done that, right? God is not anti-pleasure. Our longings for pleasure ultimately come from Him. But sin in us has corrupted our longings for pleasure. If pleasure was a bad thing, then why would God promise us, His adopted children, everlasting pleasures in heaven? Listen to Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, which is heaven, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I like what C.S. Lewis said about this topic of pleasure in his book, The Screwtape Letters. Now, remember, keep in mind that the context of this book, The Screwtape Letters, is one demon writing to another demon, advising him on how to ruin the life of a Christian man. He writes, "Never forget that when we are dealing with any pleasure in its healthy and normal and satisfying form, we are, in a sense, on the enemy's ground." The enemy referring to God. "I know we have won many a soul through pleasure. All the same, it is His invention, not ours. He made the pleasures. All our research so far has not enabled us to produce one. All we can do is to encourage the humans to take the pleasures which our enemy has produced at times or in ways or in degrees which he has forbidden. Yes, that's exactly what they do. The enemy tries to persuade us, deceive us into taking the good pleasures and taking them in such a way that we take them in the ways that they are forbidden. The ways God says, that's not how I meant for you to enjoy that pleasure. You are distorting it, corrupting it, ruining it. And by that, you are sickening yourself. As I said, my brothers, God is not anti-pleasure. Our longings for pleasure ultimately come from Him. Sin in us has corrupted our longings for pleasure. We humans take a pleasure, a good pleasure, and we corrupt it. We twist it. We distort it. We abuse it. As men, we have to take time for the good pleasures. We have to take time to enjoy the good pleasures that our Creator has given to us in order to starve our sinful desires for sinful pleasures. Let me say that again. As men, we have to take time to enjoy the good pleasures that our Creator has given us in order to starve our sinful desires for sinful pleasures. You overcome evil with good. Don't abstain from pleasure. Find better pleasures to enjoy. I don't know what that looks like for you guys. Watching a football game, riding your mountain bike through the woods, a campfire and a beer with some friends, surfing waves at the beach, reading a fictional book or listening to a fictional book, fishing on your boat, hunting, drawing, painting, photography, golfing, playing cards with family or friends, sex with your wife. You fill in the blank. What are the good pleasures that your Creator has given you to enjoy? What are they? Go enjoy them. We have to take time to enjoy the good pleasures that our Creator has given us in order to starve our sinful desires for sinful pleasures. I want to leave you with one more quote by C.S. Lewis regarding this topic of pleasure. It comes from his book, The Weight of Glory. He writes, "It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea, we are far too easily pleased." I love that. He is so spot on. When is he not? We are far too easily pleased making mud pies in a slum. We are far too easily pleased with sinful pleasures that sicken our lives, such as pornography. Overcome evil with good, my brothers. Find better pleasures to enjoy and fill up on them. Yes, you should work hard. You should grind. You should take the hard, difficult trail. Do it. Go after it. But as you're doing that, you're going to need to take time to replenish, to refill. You need an oasis. You need good pleasures so that you can go right back into the grind, right back into the fray, the fight, and get it done. So what are they for you? And are you taking time to enjoy them, to fill up on them? I can promise you this. If you're not, you're going to turn to sinful pleasures that will sicken you. Find the better pleasures and go enjoy them. No, you can't spend every day, 24/7, 365, enjoying the good pleasures. That's heaven, and I can't wait for that. I'm longing for that world, right? This world, it's full of difficulties, pain, trials, struggle, the grind, fight, war, battle, conflicts. But there's times that we must take for R&R, rest, relaxation, refill, replenish. So R&R. Rest, relaxation, refill, replenish. Good pleasures. What are they for you? Find them, go do them, fill up on them. It's the good stuff of life. That's what real men do, my brothers.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I appreciate you listening. This is short, to the point. And that's all I got.
You've been listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.